Okay, guys, so as I promised, we're going to go back into what we call Hestaklut Pnimit, which is a kind of a repetition of the chapter before. Even last week, we did a little bit of that. I would like to do some of the section again. So, in Ebe Eser Sfirot Ha'igulim, within the 10 Sfirot of Circle, Rabbi Isaac Luria spoke very little. And whatever he spoke about has a lot of contradiction, say Rav Ashlag. But we need to talk a little bit, but we cannot talk too much, say Rav Ashlag, because they are the upper three sfirot. And the upper three sfirot, you can't talk too much about it. Asur lanu, we're not permitted to deal with it. But the few things that Rabbi Isaac Luria write, we need to clear a little bit the few things that Rabbi Isaac Luria wrote, so we can relate to it. So that's where Rav Ashlag began. So we know that when we talk about igulim, everything which is external is more important. We studied last week. Everything external is more important. Why? Because where is the ensof? The ensof is surrounding the vessel. So the external of in igulim, in circular vessel, the external outside of the vessel is where the ensof is. So when we talk about yosher, linear concept, okay, and again, when we talk about linear, we're talking about like five world, five universe, five levels. One is Adam Kadmon, primordial man, and then Atzilot, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya, emanation, creation, formation, and action. Until we're coming to the Olam Hazeh, until we're coming here. Every one of that world, every one of that universe, that system, has 10 sfirot of igulim and 10 sfirot of linear, 10 sfirot of circle, 10 sfirot of yosher. With igulim, with circle, the external is more important than the internal. Because in the middle of the igulim, you have basically malchut. The malchut of igulim is far away from the light because it's in the middle. So if you study math, you know that the radius from the middle of a circle to the edge of the circle is the furthest. And the distance from the edge of the circle to the ensof is not as big. For that reason, whatever it is pnimi, whatever it is internal, is worse from the external when we talk about igulim, when we talk about circular. So the one that's surrounding by the ensof, by the endless, is closer to the endless. And that's why in igulim, in circle, the outside circle, we call it keter. Then the second circle, we call it chokmah. Why? Because, why we call it the outside circle keter? Because the edge is closer to the ensof. Until akadur ha'plimi mikulam, until the middle, which is the ball in the middle. What is that ball in the middle? Ha'olam hazeh, our universe. So if you look at all those circle, 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 in the middle, that's where we are. So we are exactly in the middle of everything. I should say in the middle, we are in the middle, not of everything. We're in the middle, and we are further away from, if we talk about ensof surrounding the circle, we are further away from the ensof. When we talk about igulim, when we talk about circle. And our universe, uchoshech, is dark, bli or, without light, the malezo hama, and full of dirt. Terrible description. Who wanna come? And can you imagine you have spaceship? Hey, we're coming to the planet Earth. No light, darkness, and full of dirt. Would you like to come? No. Make me laugh because that's what you do. So whatever is internal in igulim and circle is worse than the external. When we come to the linear sfirot, it's the opposite. Whatever is internal is way better than the external. Why? So he described it. First, we start when we talk about linear. Every time you say Adam Kadmon, you only talk about the linear Sefirot. Because Adam Kadmon can only come after Tzimtzum. Okay? After the Tzimtzum, you have Adam Kadmon. So if we talk about Keter, of the Yosher, of the linear, we relate it to Adam Kadmon, okay, with you? You need to remember that. V'ua mechone kav amitpashet ba'ensof. And that line is a kav, is a line that go all the way from the ensof. Shenimshach samuch ad la'olam hazeh, v'no nogeh bo. This line is basically only getting all the way to the middle, in the middle of the circle, but it's not touching it. So you try to imagine if we have a picture that we have basically circles, okay? And this is the igulim, the circle. Outside of the circle we have the end sof, the light of the endless. And then in the middle you have olam hazeh, you have this world where we are. Now after the tzimtzum, now the supply of the light has to come from a line. So in the line, the outside is not the most important, the inside is more important, because it starts from inside. Where is the light now? Internally, it's going through the line. The light is no longer surrounding the vessel, the light is now internally. So when it's internally, whatever is inside has all the light, whatever is outside doesn't have the light. So first you have Adam Kadmon in the middle. In the circle, on top of the of Adam Kadmon, you have Atzilut. Then you have Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Like we spoke. עד לעשר ספירות יושר של עולם העשייה שהוא הגרוע מכולם שהוא מנביש וחוצנו את כל העולמות כולם הרי שבספירות יושר what we learned from it that whatever is external is worse than internal when it comes to the linear ספירות when it comes to the circular ספירות whatever is external is way more important than the internal simple the reason where is the light in external in the igulim in the circular The light is always outside, the end sof. Everything is the end sof. Everything is the light of the endless. In, you have now Sefirot. So where is the light when you have Igulim before Tzimtzum? All over. So what touched first? The outside circle. After Tzimtzum, now the end sof, the endless light going through the line. So where is the light? In the middle, exactly, in the middle. And what built around it now is become worse than what's inside of it. Is that clear?
You mean darker? Mm-hmm. The outside light should be darker. No, what do you mean by worse?
I mean the opposite of better. Yeah, worse and better. So when we talk about like the circular, we are talking about closer to the endless. When we talk about the line, so there is a beam of light coming in a shape of line. If there is a shape to it, there is actually no shape, it's just a concept. And then away from the middle, right now, become worse. Where in the igulim and the circle, away from the middle, become better because the endless light is out, it's not inside. Okay? It's a good concept. כל הפנימים מחברו מעולה יותר מחברו. דיינו להפך מעשר הספירות של העיגולים. אכן דבר גדול. It's a wonderful thing, say Rav Ashlag, ועמוק and deep. מונח בדבר ההופכיות הזה. That sitting within this opposition, שבין הספירות דיגולים, the difference between Igulim and Yosher, difference between circular Sefirot and linear Sefirot, and we must understand that completely. So now we're going to develop that subject. Bedrachim bekabalat hakli. There is two ways that the receiver receive light. Two ways that the vessel receive light. Two ways that the container receive light. How is that work? Kvar yadata. Inyan hanekuda emtzait shebein sof baruch hu. We already studied 1,000 times that there is something called the middle point within the end sof. If you remember, the middle point within the end sof, that's the original malchut, that's the original desire. Sheba yad var tzimtzum. Where did Tzimtzum first take a place? In the middle point. Why only in the middle point? Because Tzimtzum can only take a place on area where there is desire. Wherever there is less desire, you don't need Tzimtzum. Because you need the engine that draw the light. So that's exactly, there is Tzimtzum. You know, more you want something, more it's running away from you. שנתרחק האור מסביבות הנקודיים. נסך על הרקנים. What happened to the light that used to be in the middle point? What happened now? What happened to that area? Become חלל רקני, empty space. That place become empty space. That's when somebody doesn't keep Shabbat. It doesn't say don't keep in Hebrew. They use the weird words. They say אל תחלל. What is אל תחלל? חלל. What is חלל? Mean empty space. Why? Because on Shabbat, what happened on Shabbat? The middle point, exactly the middle point, it's called Malchut, go up to the Eranpin. So what happened to that place where Malchut used to be? Halal. It become empty space. So it's Al Techalel, don't fall into that space on Shabbat. Because once you fall to that space, the elevator left one level up. Shabbat, you're going up. Holiday, the energy come to you. On Shabbat is higher because you go into the energy. It's much different. So below Ze'er Anpin going up, Malchut going up. Both of them get Aliyah, get elevation. Below the Malchut now becomes space. Who is there? The Klipot, waiting for customer. You know, when is people party? Saturday night or Friday night? Friday night. Somebody ever ask why? Do it Sunday night. Do it Saturday night. Why Friday night is such a happening night? Doesn't matter what religion you are. Friday night is the Muslim, Christian, Friday night. That's it. Nobody will tell you, but you have vacation on Sunday too, do it Saturday night. No, Friday night. Klipot. Klipot did it. Klipot did it. What the name of the Klipot in the language of the Aramaic or this? Dogs. How do you say dogs in Aramaic? Club. How do you say the place where you dance? Club. Oh, it's on there. You think it's a coincidence, the name. Then wait there. How is club? What is a good club? A lot of light or almost no light? Almost no light. More light you have, you pay less. Everybody knows that. Your restaurant too. If you have candle on the table, you're going to pay twice. If the light is on, you know, it's just a pizza with salad at $12.99. Yeah. So, what happened to that place where the light, the light is still there, but there's no desire for the light? Nesa halal rekani, become empty space. ונתבאר שם שעל כן נקראת בשם נקודה אמצעית להורות שאינה מקבלת דרך פנימיותה ותוכויותה. Why do we call it middle point, say Rav Ashlag? What's the purpose we call it middle point? Because that middle point is not receiving through the internal, through the essence of like a cup from inside. She only receive, I refer to she because the language here is female. She only receive, every time you talk about Malchut, it's a female, a receiver is a female, okay? Through the external, from the surrounding. And that's why she can receive endlessly. So when we imagine vessel in the Ein Sof, before the Tzimtzum, we think there is a gigantic vessel. Opposite, the smallest thing ever. But the smallest thing that's receiving from outside, how far it is receiving from outside? Endlessly, right? If it's received from inside, there is always end. But if it's receiving from here, where, how far it go? Bigger the vessel will be, less it will receive. Smaller it will be, yes? More it receives, because there is, now it, when it's small, if it's big like that, now I lost that part to receive light. But if it's very, very small, I gain that light too. Because I receive it externally, not internally. Okay? Not internally. כי על כן, מקבל את האור בלי שיעור ומידה. That's why it's no measurement on how much the light come in. When you receive it from outside. אינו עושה גבול על האור. הרי יש לנו בית בחינות קבלה. So now we learn that there is two systems of receiving within the vessel. בחינה אחת, one aspect. המקבל בחיצוניותו. When it receive from outside. בחינה ב', second level, המקבל בפנימיותו. but it received from internal, like a cup. Whenever die, שאינו מדובר כאן במקום ושטח. He say, even it's difficult for us to understand that in that way with different example, we're not talking about space, we're not talking about physicality. So, as much as it seems like physicality, try not to fall into physicality. When we talk about receiving from outside and inside, we can use different example, but it's still not it, it's just a concept. So we need to go a little bit deeper to truly understand that concept of Rav Ashlag. Vine, a kli ruchani, the spiritual vessel. What is a spiritual vessel? How is a spiritual vessel look like? Kvar yadata she'inyano b'chinat haratzon she'yesh b'netzal. Spiritual vessel, meaning desire that emanated as. Desire that emanated as. Now, to understand desire in a spiritual world, we need to understand desire in a physical world. How do you awake desire from a human being? What is the method to wake up desire from a human being? What is the fastest way? Fear. What is the second fastest way? Pain. Those two ingredients right away. You scared someone, they will move. You want to be a leader, have a gun in your hand, put it to the head of somebody, and he will follow. It doesn't matter if you believe or not, but you want somebody to follow you, you should get a gun. But if that's a way to do it, no. Because he doesn't like you, he doesn't want to be there. You're just controlling the person from fear. What about pain? You're causing enough pain to somebody, that person develops fear. And that fear makes the person do what he doesn't want to do, which is developing a new desire. So from here we learn that fear and pain is giving birth to a desire with people. Now what about joy? The problem with joy and happiness and all those wonderful things, you get satiated. Because you receive, what happened after you receive? You're dead. Dead not physically, that's it. Money, sex, drugs, fun, everything, sleep. So, are we suggesting that life should be painful and fearful for us to go to desire? We're not suggesting, we are. It's a fact. You know, it's a fact that nobody will move around you if you're going to start telling them how great you are. So, is the education should be scary? Well, poor will be the people who have no pain in their life and no fear. You know? No pain and no fear. People are not looking for a good leader. People are looking for somebody who put fear and pain and then solve it. You bring a good leader to people, they're going to fall asleep. And then they're going to find out what's wrong. You bring somebody who caused pain and fear, you know what's going to happen to the majority of people? They will try to understand them. What does this leader mean? And everybody thinks that whatever happened in Germany happened one time. It will never stop. What's the majority in Venezuela? What's the majority in North Korea? What's the majority in Russia? What's the majority in Iran? What's the majority when Saddam Hussein was alive? What's the majority in Afghanistan? Should I continue? I mean, China. You have enough people? One president. What? Oh, but he told the soldier. They are part of the majority. So, fear and pain. So, wherever you see a soldier, has more fear than the citizen. That's why he scared the citizen, because he's afraid what's going to happen to him. So, we learn that desire. I'm first describing before we go in there. So, you first get attached to your desire. What type of desire you have? What move you? What shake you? What fear you have in your life? Do you have fear? Acknowledge the fear. Like I write in my new book. Acknowledge it. I don't have fear. No, fear is a motivation. What's your pain? Pain is a motivation. Great. If you have no fear, no pain, you are a dead person. There is only one person who has no fear and pain. Dead is grave. No fear, no pain. Now, overcoming the fear, dealing with the fear. Why people go to this adventure park to have fear? It's a weird thing, right? You wanna throw up. You're going with that things and going like snake and going up and elevator and I don't know what else is going on there. Oh, let me tell you, it was only $29. It's no big deal. And I felt like I'm dying for 20 seconds. You ever heard people conversation? Oh, let me tell you, $12.99, we waited 45 minutes to feel how is it to be dead. Something doesn't make sense, but what people are looking for. Fear and pain. Fear and pain. It's what motivate. Now you go to motivational lecture. I don't know if you ever went, but if you go, it's called emotional unbalance. When you write the lecture, and if I have a crowd of 3,000, I did lecture for 3,000 one time, it's called emotional unbalance. You bring the people to be happy and that excited and everything is possible, then you crush them. If you ever went to all the big one, it's a technique. You crush them, you tell them how better, and then crush them. Those of you who have been Monday here when I talk about the chair, remember it's part of the technique. The chair is about to fall and to remind you all the time. So what did you feel? You listened to my lecture and it's a technique. It's a technique of basically, some people call it NLP, some people call it a motivation technique, but it's all of them keep you on the edge, something's about to happen. The good news about it, you never see the time go by in the lecture. You always on. And then there is a content lecture, like that. That's called content, just information. When you capable to create within a crowd fear or pain, that pain will be removed. And of course, there is more ideologist thing, which means let's protect our people from pain and fear. So you motivate the soldier to go to war. Our people cannot take the pain anymore. I mean, if you remember 500 years ago when people had sword and they go to war, well, can you imagine yourself holding a sword? I cannot. First, it's heavy. I don't know what's happening here. And there's so many people in the movie that I see. I say, who am I fighting with? Oh, I'm here. Somebody come please to me. Are you fighting with it? Can we? What about the guy here? I never understood this movie. Who's fighting? This one or this one? What's happening here? You know, who am I fighting with? There's 1,000. You. You and me. It's like, and you're so motivated from removing your fear by creating more fear for the person who caused you the fear, that it becomes life. Your whole body becomes like an animal. Why? Now we're going back to spirituality. Building of desire has to include some fear. Unfortunately, when people get to spirituality, what are they looking for? If you ask them, peace of mind. 98% of the people who go to spirituality looking for peace of mind. It's almost like they say they're looking to die. People who are looking for growth, you have to talk about your fear. What is your fear? What is your fear? What is your pain? What is your pain? Do you have any pain? Do you have any fear? There is something missing in your life. Everything which is negative in your life, that's your desire. I see a lot of people who try to erase negativity or don't talk about negativity. People who are not negative that I meet, I call them delusional. Not positive people, the opposite. I call them delusional. Somebody who cannot talk about their negativity all the time, that's mean it's so bad that they cover it up. So there is a difference between pessimistic and realistic, if you understand the difference. Pessimistic is somebody who see a pink flower and say, disgusting. Realistic, somebody saw that the flower fall on the floor, say, the flower looks so ugly when it's on the floor. That's not pessimistic, that's where it look ugly. It's a fact. It's a fact without emotional attachment. So when you meet people that has within them, this is more psychology what I'm teaching before we go in there, that all good, all fun, all this and that, that means there is no ignite of desire in them. If I'm going right now on a date, if I wouldn't be married, I'm going on a date. And in front of me, I have A girl with a smile, brush her teeth perfect, lips set perfect, everything A to Z. And I said, how is life? Oh, perfect, unbelievable. Oh my God, you know, Los Angeles girl. Oh my God, perfect. And I said, okay, wonderful, wonderful. No? So I am, those of you very close to me, I'm a devil advocate type. So I would say, I would start bothering her. That's me, I cannot help it. I say, is the forehead yours or are you injecting a thing? Bother her purposely. I will bring stuff you have no idea. You know, whoever sit with me, you know I'm doing it because I can't take people who are overly positive because they're fake or they're on pills. What's your negativity? What's your fear? What's your pain? Give me your desire. What are you living for? Don't give me the good picture. Give me the bad picture. If you cannot talk about the bad picture as a fact, not as a depressing person, something's wrong. You don't have a desire for it. You're not a netzal. You don't have anything to draw with. So your negative part is basically what can build into fulfillment. Don't look at negative as negative. Don't look at negative just as minus. Look at the minus and negative as a draw machine to receive what you want in life. I don't know if you're clear what I just say. So last example, physical example, unfortunately. So I had yesterday a talk with a group of people. I shared with everybody here. I cannot share all the details, but one of the thing that teach that group, very nice guys, very nice people, is about desire. So, and they are about sell. They're selling product and they're buying product. So the person who sells them the product, 70% good job, 75 even. How do we make the person do 100% good job? So you have to do a technique. This is not Kabbalah. I'm teaching you now desire. You have to lower his level into 40. But how? The person is, compared to other competition, is one of the best supplier for them. They tell me. But they want better results. They want to get a 90. But relative, listen to the word, relative, it looked pretty good. So yesterday I took the phone, I did the call for them, and I showed them how I talk, you know. It was some, I raised my voice, it was pretty loud. And then, the person who is so assertive, so powerful, God bless him. European, strong, know what he wants. He let me speak hard, and I'm looking at his face, he doesn't get reacted, wow, this guy's good. My God, doesn't break down. So he let me speak, after 15 minutes, I said, thank you. Now, can I explain myself? He explained very calm. And they laugh, because they know I'm trying to get him to say something. And the five guys look at us, and he didn't get him. So, wait. So he says something, I was waiting for him to say something I can get in. So he say, well, let me show you the company 3 years ago, let me show the company right now. 3 years ago, it was in the 28%. Now it's a 75%. I was so happy he said something. I said to him, did you ever climb a mountain? Say, yeah, maybe 3 times. So good. I did too. I said, do you look down or you look up when you climb? He starts smiling. He's a very smart guy. So where are you taking it? Mm-hmm. So I tell you, you are looking down for what you achieve. I'm looking up. Do you see the top? So he smiled. I said, okay, let's talk business. So that day, the company was saving $16,000 a day that they paying that supplier. And he was happy to do it. They didn't ask, he was happy. So I like what he say, he challenged me, and I'm gonna show you how far that's gonna go. And what I'm trying to tell you, how did I woke up the desire within him? What did I do? What did I say? I upset him, I depress him, I create fear, he might lose his job. I cause him pain. The pain wake him up either to quit or either to stay and develop himself for himself. He choose the other way around. And then when he get to know me, we start telling jokes. So you're good, you act very good. I said to him, okay, but I got you. I said to him, yes, you did, but this is good. And then he asked me if I can coach him on a private level. Not that it was good for my business too. I said, of course, I can talk to you. I said, I really need you because you motivate me to go further. And I said to him, we all can compare our life to ours good yesterday and our better it is today. You can do it. Or if you're depressed, you say yesterday was great and now it's terrible. That's pessimistic. That's depression. But if you want to develop your desire, You have to feel that your ground is shaking, that everything is gone, if you don't make some move. If you see a cancer patient, there is two type. People who are dying, two type. The one who, because of that, develop more desire to do more, and the one who give up and say, why did God hate me so bad? If you ever saw the list with Jack Nicholson, I forgot the movie, The Bucket List, mm-hmm. You saw that movie? So there is type of personality there that you see, like how people approach the end, you know? And one of them jumped from an airplane, and interesting, it created a desire. When you are coming here, when you are going to the city, you have to be all day long with the desire to spread the Sfirot. If not day by day, from your mouth didn't come something that you studied yesterday, then your desire is going down. And more you receive, you get destroyed. I always tell it in my lecture, not because I try to make you feel bad. I'm telling you a reality, a fact. If you, after here, don't share it with a stranger, you didn't get it. If you don't have the urge, the power, the fire to share it, to go to one of the hotels, sit in the bar, hey, I heard something today. What about them? Ah, they just left. They think you cuckoo. So what? Is it bother you? Don't you have a desire to score better to see if you can do it? Ask yourself that. Develop yourself. Now I see you in your eyes, you understand what desire is. Now we're going back here. A clear ruchani, the spiritual vessel, similar to physical vessel. What is a spiritual vessel? Ratzon sheyesh ba'ne'etzal. The desire that exists within the emanated. Where is that desire come from? Lekabel et shif'o me'ensof. To receive the nourishment from the ensof. The ensof want to give, that's what you have to receive. How much the ensof want to give? Endlessly. So why we don't ask endlessly? Today I was talking to a person that at first was surprised how much chutzpah he has, but I was happy how much chutzpah he has. So I offer him a concept of how much money he need to have in his life, and I think that's enough. And the number was pretty big. Like, I can tell you, a large amount. Say, dream that you will have $250 million. Can you dream that? It's quiet. Hello? I said, hello? Can you dream that? Yeah, he said, I can dream that. So what's wrong? I mean, what's happening here? No, yeah, I can dream that. So no, your voice changed. What happened to 250? It's no good. It's okay. I think I can deserve and get better. Start laughing. I said, what a chutzpah. What's it on the 250? I said, 250 is enough. What happened after 250? He closed the door, closed the shop, and start traveling, enjoy life. 250. I didn't even think there is more, you know, for me. I said, my student, you teach me. It surprised me that, why this? It's almost like somebody said, I found a cure. In Israel, they found a cure for breast cancer. They're developing it. Hopefully, it will come soon here, and it will be solving. And somebody say, in Israel, they do it all the time. Why not for all cancer? They start to say that stupid chutzpah day. How much the Ein Sof want to give that gentleman this morning? More than 250. He's right. I said 250. I put
a limit.
It's the Ein Sof. My brain cannot grasp more than 250. And it's a number. I think it's the largest. I don't understand more than that. Well, how can it be more than 250 after 250? Nothing after. It's over. But the Ein Sof don't think like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Ein Sof think differently. How healthy can you be? Super healthy. But the brain has issues because the brain can draw as much as you believe you can draw. So what is that you can draw? And what do you need to draw more? You need slap in the face. You need fear. You need pain. Something gonna happen that you say, I'm changing it. I'm changing it. A lot of people, you take the guy from Kentucky Fried Chicken, not that it's healthy, but if you read his story, I think he started to be successful when he was 78. It's kind of weird. like 78 to start the business. Where did he get the power? I read about people in business, where they, what is that? I sat in Miami with a guy, we went to a Miami Heat game, and he has the box, and his, so that's how I heard about Kentucky Fried. I said, what do you do for a living? Say, I'm represent Kentucky Fried Chicken in Russia. The whole store in Russia belonged to me, of Kentucky. I said, I didn't know Kentucky Fried Chicken is in Russia too. I didn't know that. So what's your next move? I hope you're resting. You know, it's not old, 65 years old. I thought, you know, enough. Me, my little desire. So no, my next location is Israel. So Israel, well, I'm Israeli. So yes, that's my next location. I don't think Israeli familiar with Kentucky Fried. I'm going to bring it to Israel. So what after? I said, I'm thinking about it. So I meet people sometimes that money area. That's their desire. So the endless, the Ensof give a money area of giving, and you need to develop enough receiving for that. Some people are athletic. I know a guy, 65 years old, six pack, muscle, gym every day. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable. They're drinking that green drink that you see. You have like this size. I'm not joking. That's how we start the morning. Everything healthy, everything worked. I flew with him on the airplane. Boom, he got to sleep like that. I'm like, what you sick, man? I'm trying to sleep. Sleep, wake up, didn't function, running, everything, strong like a bull. The ends of touching health. Then there is people who are excellent in a relationship. I'm not one of them. Excellent in a relationship. Excellent. I sit with him in a restaurant. His wife is like a demon. And the guy is gentleman. What you say? Like nothing happened. So after he, and I'm his teacher. I said, man, you're going to give me advice. How did you do that? She almost killed you in front of everybody. I said, Eliyahu, you need to learn. So you have a gift. You know you have a gift? The endless give you that gift of what to do in this situation. He started laughing. He said, thank you for being so humble. I said, I'm honest with you. This is unbelievable. So the endless has all the midot, all the shape of fulfillment. And our desire make that limitation. So when we say ratzon, when we say desire, we say vessel. You are what you want. How do you define who you are? What you want is what you are. So if I said to you, what are you? Who are you? You have to give me the list of what you want. You cannot tell me what you achieve, because that's the endless. What you want is the netzal, is the emanated. Don't be ashamed of what you want and you didn't fulfill. I want to see here every night without limited 1,000 people. There is no room for 1,000. Okay, 100 people. I would like to see 100 people every night and teach them spirituality, motivation, everything about life. Is this limit? Well, in my level, it's not. It's a growth. Then 200, then 300. Okay? So, is the endless installed for me, for my desire? Yeah. But something between the netzal, between the one who desire it, to the fulfiller, there is some blockage. We need to find out what is that blockage. So it says, you need to know, baratzon hazeh yesh arba b'chinot, there is four levels of desire there. Zu limata mizu, one after another. Klomar, shekli zedai no ratzon lekabel amur, eno nikva b'netzal shirao letafkidot, shavro lav nadal b'chinot. The desire is not being established until it go to four stages. Bederech adraga, level by level. B'china alef, I love when you repeat all of it, Rav Ashlag, so much patience. The first phase, is the lowest desire. Pchina bet is greater from Aleph, from second one is greater than first, until fourth phase, which is the strongest desire. And that's what defines the vessel, that's what defines the kli. The kli, we call it vessel, that's a translation in English, unfortunately. But kli, if you look at kli, you have kaf, lamed, yud. Kaf for Kohen, lamed for Levi, yud for Israel. Now you know why kli. וסר. טעם הדבר כבר נתבהר לאל. וטעם, קיות ורצון לקבל את זה, הוא צורה הפוכה מהקצה לקצה. רצון להשפיע כלו בארץ סוף. Why it have to come in four stages? Because desire is exactly the opposite of what the endless represent. The endless represent only giving. How do you come up with the desire? So that desire has to be developed in four stages. על כן אינו יכול להיגלות בפעם אחת, you cannot reveal that in one shot, אלא רק לאט לאט, slowly slowly, החל מהרצון להשפיע הכלול בשורש, it start, what is the first dust of desire? The desire to influence, the desire to give. When you say desire to give, there is the word desire in it. Is it giving? Yeah, but it's desire to give. Okay? So once you have a desire to give, it's the first desire ever been exist. So within the desire to give, within the giving, it includes already a desire within it. The verb of desire is there. שנקרא, what do we call the first level of desire? כתר. כתר. ואחר כך לב ממנו, דיינו, משונה ממנו מקצת, שהיא בחינה א'. And what do we call the next stage of desire? בחינה א'. First stage or first phase. ואחר כך ליותר רב, then the next level, בחינה ב', stage number 2, or second phase, until the fourth phase, that is totally different from the endless light. Because the endless light and the fourth stage or the fourth phase, the fourth phase is totally a desire. When the endless light has no desire. The beginning of desire, I want to give, that's keter. I want to give. Okay. There is already want. That's lower than the endless light. Okay? שהיא ביוחד רואה לשמש בנעצה לבחינת כלי. And that's why the בחינה דלת, only בחינה דלת, only the fourth phase is actually the vessel, is the נעצה, is the emanated. מי שאין כך גיבל לבחינות הקודמות. But the first three stage, three phase are not real vessel. אין הרצון לקבל מגולה בהן באותו השיעור הרצון לבחינת כלי קבלה. The desire within the first three stages are not revealed yet. It's not a true desire. לפיכך רק בחינה ד', only the fourth phase is basically exist. היא תחשב לקרק כלי הקבלה שנה נאצל. This is the only true desire of the emanated. אני קרא משום זה בחינת פנימיות ותוכיות. For that reason, we call that neetzal, that emanated, we call it primiyut, internal, or inside, v'tochiyut, also within, shel neetzal, within the emanated, on ha'pchinat gimel shebaratzon, nifchinat she'em mechutz pchinat dalet. So when we talk about now the neetzal, like a cup, only the form of desire is only here. So everything that build the glass, that build the glass, is basically the other pchinot, the other phase. So if the glass will have, let's say, a layer, those of you who study technology or engineering, and I will have to put the diagram and opening the glass by layer, layer 1, layer 2, layer 3, so you will have stage 4, stage 3, stage 2, stage 1. Okay? בחינת הקטר היא מחוץ לכולם. So where is קטר of the vessel? Here. It never touched the fulfillment. שהשפע בקובלה בטוח נמצא ודאי בקליפה הדלת הפנימית. גיבל הקליפות, it's exactly what I explain. רק לשם חיזוק הקליפה. So why do we need all of that? It's just to strengthen, just to make it strong so it can hold the liquid. וכזה תשפוט גם כן שהאור לא מקובל רק בבחינת דלת. So are you telling me that the light is only going to one phase? The answer is yes. It's only going to where there is desire. Where there is desire? Pchina Dalet, fourth phase. Again, we talked before the Tzimtzum here, okay? Not exactly, but okay. ג' הבחינות הקודמות לחיצוניות לבינם באות אלא משום שאי אפשר שיתגלה בחינה ד' זולת על ידי השתלשלות כמבואר לאל. So, all of that was to build when a person build a cup. I'm trying to imagine how they do that. I think the last thing they do is the inside there. Yeah, the last thing they do You ever saw people work in a glass? Most beautiful. Most beautiful. It's one of my dream to one day to work with a glass to do it. I don't know if you ever saw it. I'm fascinating in that. I think it's from another lifetime. I can't help myself when I'm looking at it. It's just wow. For me, it's like an art. I don't know if you saw an artist doing it. I'm not talking about just factory. I saw people doing it by hand. Guys, if you see what they do, and it's a matter of time, you have to do it like on the spot. Maybe I was a Finiki in another lifetime. You know what Finikis? The Finikis were the people who invented the glasses. They live in, used to come from Lebanon, you know, north of Israel. That's where glasses was invented 4,000 years ago. You didn't know? How do you call it in English? The Finiki, the finite? Finiki? What do you call it in English, Debbie?
I don't know, I'm looking it up.
Finiki. They are the one who teach King Solomon how to build this palace, because the wall, the floor of King Solomon was glass. It was one of the first ones.
Phoenician.
You never heard about the nation of the Phoenician? Phoenician. You should read about them. They were the most educated, not educated from college, like smart, and come up with a lot of great new idea.
Syria.
And
huh? From Syria.
Oh, not Lebanon? Oh, Syria. I'm sorry, Syria. All my life I thought it's Lebanon. Because they brought, for the temple, they brought it from Tzor and Sidon. So maybe Syria was controlling Tzor and Sidon then. Because Tzor and Sidon.
Population of Syria.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So they were Assyrian, because there was no Syria there. It was Assyrian. Assyrian was a different culture. I don't know if you know. Assyrian was very powerful. Very powerful people. They believe in worship idol. And you see the shape of the idol in many places in the Middle East where they used to control. And it's like a lion sitting like that with the, you know. You love archaeology, if I'm talking too much about archaeology, because I like to study stuff like that. I can be a nerd when it comes to this, you know? So when I was in Israel last time, I took an archaeology tour. And I thought I knew my country very well because I did about 300 tours. And then I took another guy to study a new thing. And oh my God, there's a city I'm avoiding even to take people. Last time I decided, okay, let me listen to their advice. Akko. I didn't even know Akko. I was like, oh my God, how did I ever avoid it? Because it's a city. Nobody go there. Nobody ever, you never been there. It's a north part of Israel, the border of Lebanon. On the sea, and the crusade start there actually. The whole crusade, bam, it start in Israel, it start exactly in that town. And they show you what they did there, how they built it perfectly. Oh my God, 2000 years ago, and then after that, what happened in another army? Beautiful. Why am I telling you this? To understand the fourth level, like the glass, it's what truly received the light. Now, we didn't bear lechaitev. Now you understand the external and the internal. שיש להבחין בכל כלי, that within every vessel. כי בתוך שיש בהכרח דלת בחינות בכל כלי, because there is four stages or four phases in every receiver, every כלי, every vessel. כנודע, לכן הבחינה האחרונה שבהם נקראת תוכיות, פנימיות שלו בכלי. So that's why the internal part, called תוכיות, called the within the כלי, the what receiving. להיותה עיקר בחינת הקבלה שנמצא בכלי, וכל מה שקבלו לה כדי לגלות הבחינה האחרונה. So we have everything here, and whatever is there supporting the fourth level. לפחות לחיצוניות הכלי. כל המדרכה החוקה יותר מהבחינה האחרונה, נחשבת לחיצונית יותר. And whatever is further away from the fourth phase has less desire. וגם ידעת שבחינה א' היא זכרת ומבחינה ב', בחינה ד' היא אהבה מכולם. And you know that first phase is not as thick as the fourth phase. When I say thick, meaning strong as desire is thick, no desire is thin. נמצא שפניות ואביות אנו היינו אך הם. So we understand that from here we have two words that become similar. Primiut, internal, and thick become the same words in spirituality. Why? Because internal and thick means strong desire to receive, and internal becoming the same words here. והרי מה שבחינה יושבת בחינה מקבלת יושבה. So the fourth phase that consider receiving all the fulfillment איננו משום שהיא אהבה ביותר. It's only because the prina dalet, only because the fourth phase is the most thick, is the strongest desire. וחיצוניות וזכות הם היינו אך. And external and זכות and clearer, that's a translation of the word zakut, clearer and thicker, clearer and thicker. Clearer mean no desire, thicker mean desire. Internal mean more desire, external mean no desire, when we talk about that. So we understand from here that clearer, like zchuchit, zchuchit meaning glass, so it's clear, it's a see-through. Why is it see-through? Because there is less desire. אמא, אינוח, משום שהרצון של הקלוש וזך, וקרוב יותר לבחינת מעציל. So here, the desire is so small, this is clear. Here, it's more thicker, because there is stronger desire. So whatever is clearer, is closer to the endless. על כן היא חיצונית ביותר. That's why it's external. So because it's clearer, that's why it's external. Because it's thicker, that's why it's internal. Not because it's internal, it's thicker. Because it's thicker, it's internal. And because it's clearer, it's external. It's not external, and that's why it's clearer. Okay? What's cause, what's effect? כלומר שהיא רוקה יותר מלהיות בחינת קבלה, שהיא תוכיות ופנימיות. And for that reason, it is more further from being receiving because it's not thicker and internal. We'd like to stop here, see if you have question. If not, we keep it for the next time. If there is any question that you want to clear it out, it's good. Good we're doing that. This is, you may not know it, but what Rav Ashlag is doing here is repeating everything. Repeating. So we, if we lost some information on that, it's great. It's going back. And it's going back in an easier way, in a softer way, in a more explanation. It's so beautiful. We are finishing chapter 2. Chapter 2. Chapter 5 is the toughest. Chapter 2. We're finishing chapter 2. And on my own, I'm in chapter 5 now. So that's what I do on my own. So it's beautiful. So I'm doing that, I'm doing other thing, but it's beautiful. So if not, I share with you a story. So Debbie bought me a book that Rav Ashlag said that that's where was the inspiration to write this book. So what's the name of the book? No, Amelech?
Emek Amelech.
Emek Amelech was written by Rabbi Isaac Lurias, one of the student, young student. And he decided to tell a story of what he see. And he shared that first revelation for me was shock, that they used to go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai grave 10 days before Shavuot. What is 10 days before Shavuot? If Shavuot fall on Vav Besivan, so you have 6 days minus 4, Kavav Besivan, Kavav Besivan. Happened to be my mother's birthday. Don't tell her, she will have ego otherwise. Am I right? Kavav be-Iyar. Iyar. Yeah, you're right. My mother will be no ego because she's in Sivan. Yeah, good. So Kavav be-Iyar. And they study Zohar, Tikkuni HaZohar non-stop. And he write, at one time, they were pushing Rabbi Isaac Luria to teach something from Gimel Rishonot. What he say, you better don't study. He said, I can't. But he saw the student really want. Revealed it. They went, those of you know where Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, if you've been with me, I always tell you, meditate on those letters here. It's where we did the purple string. Those of you purple string, you did it with us. So we went from Rabbi Yehuda Lehi to Bnayahu Ben Yehoyada. It's a place where the Ari explained, if you stay quiet, you're going to hear all of them advise you what to do with your life. So they go there and they see a raven or crow. So he start telling one of the students, you see the raven. This guy used to collect money from people, and sometimes he used to beat up the poor people who cannot pay him and take their clothes off. And most of the clothes in the coat he take was black. And now if you look at the raven, he's almost like wearing a coat and he has a human face. And I start to describe it to him. And I tell him what his name, Dari. And the student just write it down. He's young and he's like shocked. And then, so another raven, so that raven, unfortunately, just told Rabbi Azklu that his son will die. Because he revealed that secret. Yeah. So, but he had to reveal it's Torah. And he knew when he's going to die. You know, after that, one of the students pushed him to reveal the secret. I can't. But he knew he has to pass it on. Because he was the Messiah of Yosef. I told you there's two Mashiach. Those of you who studied Tikkun HaZohar understand it. He was the Messiah of Yosef. So he revealed that. So it gave me so much desire to go to Israel now with the right Kavanah. Because he write the order, this righteous, I'm reading now, the order of Tzadikim, how to do it. And between what to what, you stay quiet. You're not allowed to talk, actually. I didn't know that. Nobody teach me that. So he write that, and I want to do it. And Rav Ashlag studied from him. So, like from that book. So, okay. So you go for Rabbi Abarai, I did it last year, but I did talk. And then you go Abai and Rabbi, they will start talking to you. So I'm in. And I remember that I used to hear two people 25 years ago told me that. And they told me that when they went to Abai and Rabbi, they heard the conversation. And that's the reason I went to Abai and Rabbi after that. But I called them, I said, man, I don't hear any conversation. You know, but they didn't tell me about that part, what Emek HaMelech does. So, I don't know if this year we're going to Israel, but if we are, we definitely need to go with that type of order. I know this is powerful. All right, guys, thank you very much.